Life can be an extraordinary adventure. More than ordinary. In the gym. At home. At work. More than ordinary. Advice. Without the new agey bullshit.
Welcome to More Than Ordinary, presented by Seven Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
And I'm Anne-Marie DeMars. Back us on Kickstarter, if you didn't yet. And we have another amazing guest today, Dean Dufanay Jr., from whom I remember when he was a small child, and now he is neither a child nor small, and running an amazing organization called All Star Vets. So welcome, Dean.
Thank you so much for having me. I appreciate it.
So I'll give a brief background on Dean, and you can dive in for anything you want to elaborate. So Dean is from the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation, grew up there, though you're enrolled at Turtle Mountain, is that right?
That's right.
So you are a military veteran, 4 years in the Marines. You came out, you have now started a program to work with veterans.
You know, it's not just sports. I want to make that clear that it's about, you know, all types of things under that umbrella of wellness. So it could be recreation related, it could be sports related, fitness, nutrition, education, leadership, anything under a wellness umbrella, really.
So I wanted to get into the part where I put you on the hot seat and embarrass you a little bit, but you're from, born and raised in the Spirit Lake Dakota Nation. You went into the military and now you've founded a nonprofit. So you've done a lot of things and been successful as, you know, a citizen supporting our country, as a professional, you know, first working within the system, now as sort of a social entrepreneur. You're a good dad, you're always involved with your kids. So in every way, and yet most people in this country, if you ask them what they knew about Native Americans, either they would be surprised to see that there are still Native Americans. I know my daughter Jen was teaching at school, and the kids didn't believe her, and we actually called, you probably know Marshall Longy, because I was up at Spirit Lake, and the kids are like, there aren't really Indians, do you know any? And he was kind enough to talk to the kids a little bit and say, no, I don't live in a teepee. Yes, I have a car. Then they want to know what kind of car he had. So, you know, there's that just complete lack of knowledge. And then there's the misinformation of, you know, that everyone from the reservation is an alcoholic and lives on welfare and gets free college. And, you know, you really are a role model. How do you see yourself as a role model, or do you?
I do. You know, it was really in my time in the Marine Corps where I realized that how, for, you know, ignorant people were, you know, really about anything to do with Native Americans. But it was really almost embarrassing to me because I was also ignorant. You know, here I was 18, 19 years old, thrust into this, into the Marine Corps, where it's the most diverse, you know, thing I've ever been a part of before. And everybody looked to me like as the expert on all things to do with Native American stuff, you know. And it was, I felt pressure, you know, I felt pressure about that. I knew some stuff, you know, but I also grew up in a public school system where they, you know, where they just kind of brush over that part in history that Native Americans were there. Yeah, there were these people that inhabited the country, but then, you know, then they weren't there anymore. Now we're the greatest, you know, and that's kind of the history you learn while you're there, right? Mm-hmm. So I didn't know a lot, although growing, you know, being born and raised on the reservation, and, you know, we were into our culture to an extent, but we didn't dance. My sisters danced and things like that. And, you know, all the stuff, the language, we didn't really speak the language that much because, you know, through the course of history, you know, our forefathers and everything were forbidden to speak their language. And so it never benefited you to speak your language moving forward. Thank God there's places like Spirit Lake that have preserved their language and a lot of other tribes that have also done that. but, you know, it was then when I realized, man, I really got to learn stuff. I really better learn some stuff about my own history. And matter of fact, during my time in the Marine Corps is when I first was exposed to the book Bury My Heart at Wounded Knee. I don't know if you've ever read that or heard of it, but I highly recommend that book. It's basically it's the history of America told through the eyes of the Native American. And so, you know, that was really, honestly, it was really eye-opening for me. And it actually prompted me, as I was transitioning out of the Marine Corps, contemplating what I was going to do when I got out and talking to all my buddies. Oh, my buddy's going to go, he's going to go to school to be an engineer. This guy's going to law school. This guy's going to go into the CIA. And all these guys had these great plans to do stuff. And I was thinking, well, what am I going to do? You know, I thought about getting into business and all this stuff. And then I read that book, and I decided then that I need to go, I want to go back to school, and I want to learn the history. I want to learn the history for myself so that I can have, you know, a perspective on that stuff. And so I did. Actually, I have a history teaching degree. So
We'll be right back.
You know those ads where they say, for less than a cup of coffee, you could? Yeah, this is kind of one of those. For just $1, you can get the first two games of our upcoming Aztec game series. All you have to do is go and back our Kickstarter. 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter. Seriously, $1. Which leaves you plenty of money to still buy that cup of coffee after you've backed our Kickstarter. Then you'll have coffee, our cool games, and our eternal appreciation. It's an awesome trifecta. That's 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter. Welcome back to More Than Ordinary, presented by 7 Generation Games. I'm Maria Burns-Ortiz.
I'm Anne-Maria DeMars. Welcome back. Reminding you to back us on Kickstarter. And we still have with us our amazing guest, Dean Dufresne Jr. from allstarvets.org.
I was too much of a knucklehead. I didn't listen to a lot of people. But in the Marines, you can't be a knucklehead, you know, because they will work it out of you one way or another. So they instilled in me those leadership traits that I just ate that stuff up. All the things, leadership in the Marines, I just ate that stuff up. And ever since then, I've tried to, you know, I've stepped into leadership roles in every level I've been in since the Marine Corps. So going to Little Hoop, I just got involved with the student government and things like that. I'm like, yeah, I'll do that. You know, I want to do that because I just want to know how things work. I want to know who calls the shots. I want to know who's in charge. You know, I want to know how to make things happen, because too many times I sat back and didn't want to get involved. And then I see other people get involved, and well, that guy, I know a lot more than that guy, but he's in there and he's making, you know, making decisions now, and he's, you know, shot caller. So I decided that I'm just going to kind of thrust myself into leadership roles, whether I felt comfortable about it or not. And so I did that. I have to give it to him. At University of North Dakota, there was some professors there that really weren't trying to gloss over history and just say, you know, like I said earlier, hey, yeah, the natives were here and then they weren't here anymore. They actually dug into the things and they talked about lies my teacher told me is another good book that I read while I was there. And it was all those things. Yeah, they lied to you about all this stuff, Columbus and all this crap, you know, they lied to you, straight up lied to you. And that was where the light bulb went off for me and where I kind of developed my perspective. You know, what I don't understand is why we want to still continue to teach this stuff. Why do we want to create ignorant citizens? I don't understand that. Why is it bad to acknowledge the bad atrocities that happened? Why is that a bad thing? But then I kind of, you know, as I get older, I understand, because it's more about controlling the herd mentality, bringing up people that can think for themselves, which is really bizarre. But I know that now.
Yeah, well, and it's interesting, because that's one of the things that we do in our games is perspective-wise, it's from, you know, the Spirit Lake and Fish Lake and Forgotten Trail, the kids are native characters, it's from that perspective, and we've had some people say, oh, well, how do you, you know, this is just one perspective, but that's the thing, and as you get older, you start to realize, well, if you dig deep enough, you start to realize there's so many different perspectives to history, and yet, so often in the classroom, just one perspective is what's put out there, and we're trying, at least with what we do, to shift that narrative, because you're right, there's so many different views, and sometimes if you understand, well, this is why they're putting out this one, it can make you think so much more critically about everything else.
Yeah, so I was fortunate to go through that and, you know, kind of have those light bulb moments go off where I realized, okay, and then, you know, then there was a step further of anybody I talk to about Native American issues or things like that, I feel a little bit obligated to try to educate them in some way I can without being arrogant about it, or, you know, getting on a soapbox and turning people off to tell them how wrong they are, you know. That was one of the things, you know, to get into a controversial topic was the UND Fighting Sioux logo issue. You know, you guys aware of that?
Yeah.
Oh. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. So I was at UND during, right in the thick of all of that stuff. And again, I was on the council, the UND Indian Association. I was on that group, you know. And what I really saw was two polarizing sides to the issue. You know, there was UND side where they were just purely arrogant. Hey, we play a 60-second commercial in the middle of the hockey games. What do you mean we're not honoring you guys? You know, and then on the other side, it was just, you know, no, don't use the name. It's hostile and it's abusive. Don't use it.
Irma the intern here. I grew up in a household where my parents are bilingual, but to be honest, my Spanish isn't as good as I'd like. That's why I love Aztec Games, because it's helping me improve my Spanish as well as brush up on math and history. And that's why I'm backing it on Kickstarter. You should too! Just go to 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter today. For as little as $1, $1, you can get Aztec Games and get better at Spanish or math or history or gaming. Aztec Games on Kickstarter. Back it today.
If there was a way to bring these groups together and actually, you know, compromise a little bit and say, maybe what if they were able to use the logo and nickname again, but in turn, a percentage of that money goes back to Spirit Lake, goes back to Standing Rock, to build up their infrastructure, to build up their education system, and to really truly help them out, because that's the way you do it. That's the way you get people out of poverty, is through education. So I had that was my mindset on it. And matter of fact, there was one person in the, he was the athletic director at the time. His name was Tom Bunning. He's actually a West Point grad, so we kind of hit it off being veterans. And I told him about that, you know, that perspective about, man, there's an opportunity right now. There's an opportunity. You see Indians and you see white people again, and they're going at it, and there's an opportunity to maybe come away with a better understanding of each other, as well as a chance to, you know, educate each other, and a win-win. You guys get to keep the name and the logo. Spirit Lake and Standing Rock and those tribes, they get a big injection of resources to help bring them out of poverty. And nobody gave a shit.
Well, I think, to be fair, being older and I think somewhat more cynical than yourself, I think a lot of people might have really questioned any contract they got if it would ever really happen. Because I think there's a lot of history of those contracts not being honored.
That's very true, yeah. And so, you know, but I saw it. I saw an opportunity. You know, I saw that a place where there could have been a compromise going on, or an opportunity for at least, you know, some dialogue, just because, like I said, there was just the polarizing sides where I didn't really want to sit on either side. You know, I agree that if you're going to use that name, you're going to use that logo, then it needs to be done in a respectful manner, and it needs to be done where the tribes give you the stamp of approval and say, okay, you guys are doing it in a way that honors us truly, so we will let you do it.
Hey there, it's Maria, your more than ordinary co-host and CEO of 7 Generation Games, asking you to please back our Kickstarter for Aztec Games. Now, through September 5th, you can help us reach our goal and get Aztec Games out faster and further. Give a dollar and get our first two games in the Aztec series. For $25, you can get your name in the credits. That makes you, like, a tiny bit internet famous, and you'll be supporting a whole classroom to get the games. With rewards from a dollar and up, you can get cool stuff, not to mention our undying appreciation. You could even score yourself a spot right here on this very podcast. Just go to 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter.
There's also some other things that I talked about with incoming freshmen, you know, a requirement that every incoming freshman takes Dakota culture. Why not? It's a couple credits. So that way they're not so ignorant as they were, you know, and a lot of them still are about that, about those issues. Teach them. Teach them that, so that way, at least as they move forward in their college careers and everything, they have that knowledge. They've been through the courses. They've sat in a classroom with another Native American who offers another perspective on it, so that they can go forward a little bit more informed. And people are less likely to be racist and be ignorant and do those things when they're informed. So there were some other aspects to it that I've tried to, you know, frame it up in a way that You know, we could send it to the higher ups and they could have dialogue discussion about it. But like I said, it even within the UNDIA organization, people were like, no, we just want it gone. So I said, okay, that's fine. That's my perspective. And, you know, it wasn't an issue that I was going to dig my heels in too much about because I knew it wasn't going very far.
Yeah. Now, here's my question for you. So you're at UND, and now you're in San Diego. Did you just wake up one January morning and be like, that's it?
No. No, you know, being in the Marines here, going through the full calendar year one time only, and realizing that there's no black ice, there's no blizzards, it's none of this stuff. I didn't have to shovel my way out to get to my car every day to work or whatever. I just made the decision that I'm going to make this my home someday. So even after I got out of the Marines, I started going to school here in San Diego, MiraCosta College, to work on my two-year degree. And then I realized my GI Bill wasn't going very far. And so I decided that it would go further back home in North Dakota. And so made the decision to move back to North Dakota in 2001, I believe it was. And so always with my eye on the prize, though, of getting back out to San Diego and making, planting my flag out here and making this my home. So, a lot happened in that time in North Dakota, going to school and everything. My son, who's 15 years old now, he got diagnosed with leukemia. And so in between that time where I was about to graduate from Little Hoop and my time at University of North Dakota, my son got cancer. So that was a very terrible time in our lives. I went to UND, I got my degree, and once I did that, I made my way back out to San Diego, where I live now. I own a little townhome here, and used through my military time, you know, I used the VA home loan to buy a house, a home here. And so, yeah, I mean, it was really the weather. I'm an outside guy. I love to be outside. I love the sunshine. And you get that for about 2 months in North Dakota. So.
And what is your wife from North Dakota too?
She's from Minnesota, actually. Yeah, she's from Bemidji, Minnesota, and we met at the University of North Dakota.
I see that as a selling point, though. Marry me, we'll go somewhere warm.
That's how Dennis got me to marry him. He said, marry me, and we could live in Santa Monica instead of in Jamestown. I was like, done, deal.
Yeah.
You know those ads where they say, for less than a cup of coffee, you could? Yeah, this is kind of one of those. For just $1, you can get the first two games of our upcoming Aztec game series. All you have to do is go and back our Kickstarter, 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter. Seriously, $1, which leaves you plenty of money to still buy that cup of coffee after you've backed our Kickstarter. Then you'll have coffee, our cool games, and our eternal appreciation. It's an awesome trifecta. That's 7generationgames.com/Kickstarter.
Welcome back to More Than Ordinary, brought to you by 7 Generation Games. I'm still Anne-Marie DeMars.
And I'm still Marie Burns-Ortiz.
And we still have our guest.
I'm Dean Dufin.
Now, this is our third, final, and in many cases of many people, favorite segment of the podcast, which is where we ask our honored guest to give us a tip. And the tip can be anything from, you know, dating advice to investment advice to life advice. So you're on the spot. What is your tip for the More Than Ordinary podcast world?
Okay, so, I mean, I don't think it's anything groundbreaking, but I would say to people what I'm doing right now, you know, I'm pursuing a dream. I really am. If I can make this happen, I shouldn't say if, when I make this happen, I will be doing what I love and loving what I do. So, you know, somebody once said that you also, you know, build your dream. Otherwise, you go to work helping somebody else build their dream. And, you know, I've been there. I've been there and I've done that. And now it's time for me to pursue something that I'm very passionate about. So that would be my tip, is to really don't sell yourself short, honestly. There's the fear of it. There's the anxiety of it. There's the not knowing where to start with it. And all of that stuff that goes into it. But even now, I'm only a year and some change into this, and I don't make any money doing this yet. We'll get there. And we don't have a lot in the bank and all this stuff. But I've never had better job satisfaction than I do right now. I love it. I love what I do. I love making these connections. I love, you know, the pursuit of this dream is what I'm really excited about as well. So that's what I would say, is to don't sell yourself short. If you have a talent or an idea or a concept or just a passion for something, try to make it your living. Try to make it your, you know, what you get paid to do, so that you can put food on the table and all of that, of course. But don't just do it. Go, at least go for it. If you find out at the end of the day you can't put food on the table and all of that, and then you have to adjust and, you know, go get a higher education degree, whatever it is, at least you'll never have that, you know, wonder if you could do it or not. There's my tip.
Well, that's great. And I really like that line about you'll be building your own dream or building somebody else's dream, because I think there's a great deal of truth to that. Well, thank you very much. Just a reminder, everybody, Dean at allstarvets.org will put the link in the on the website. So if you would like to contact him, offer your support, donations of your time or athletic equipment or your expertise, I'm sure he'd be willing to talk to you. And thank you very, very much.
Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it.
Want to know what Dean's doing now and how maybe you can help? On our next episode, we'll be all about All Star Vets, how it started, what's it doing, what you can do.
Thanks for listening to the More Than Ordinary podcast.
For more information, please go to our website, 7generationgames.com. And that's 7 as in the number 7, generationgames.com.
If you'd like to learn more about math and history, or increase your vocabulary while at the same time having fun, you can purchase our games at 7generationgames.com/buy.
You can also donate and help a much-deserving student.
And as always, please tell a friend, and don't forget to rate us on iTunes.
It's never too late to be more than ordinary.